Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm very excited about this week's show because my special guest expert is none other than my book editor and great friend, Tammy Barley. I interviewed Tammy on the release of her new book, Business Gold: How to Write a Book to Spotlight Your Expertise, Attract a Ton of New Customers, and Explode Your Profits. It is truly an amazing book. So let's get right to my interview with Tammy Barley.
All right. So Tammy Barley is known in the business world as the Millionaire Entrepreneur's Book Consultant. For more than a decade, she's enjoyed a very dynamic career. She's been an award-winning fiction author, a military and a political biographer, publisher. She's an entrepreneur. She's also a leading expert in book publication, business book publication. You know, as founder and president of Business Book Productions, and the website there is www.businessbookproductions.com, Tammy heads up a team of hand-picked book creation professionals. She is the developer of the Platinum Draft webinar, which is a five-week interactive business book development program for entrepreneurs, which is very, very cool. You can check that out at platinumdraft.com. And she is also a manuscript writing coach and a private editor for top entrepreneurs and business consultants in North America. She's also a member of GKIC, of the Information Marketing Association. And her newest book, Business Gold: How to Write a Book to Spotlight Your Expertise, Attract a Ton of New Customers, and Explode Your Profits, is a very awesome book, and I've read the whole thing already. I got an advanced copy. And let me just say, you know, I was incredibly blessed when Tammy came into my world about, I think, about 5 years ago now. I was writing my first book. I was so proud of it, The Magic of Newsletter Marketing. I thought it was brilliant. And I hired Tammy to basically, you know, check it for, you know, spelling and a couple of grammar, you know, problems that I knew I probably had. And thankfully, she approached me and said, Jim, I can very easily do that for you, but I'd like to make a suggestion to you. And she's basically, in a very kind way, said, your book needs a lot of work, and I need to kind of reorganize it. And I'm so thankful I made the decision to hire her. She turned my book and all my thoughts into a book that could actually be read and understood. I recognize I may have some good thoughts like a lot of you folks, but maybe I'm not the best book writer. So you really, really want to work with somebody like Tammy, and she has worked on every single book I've published. Tammy, thank you so much for taking time to be my special guest expert.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm jazzed to be here.
Awesome. So, you know, my mastermind members know, and people that I coach privately, and pretty much everybody that listens to my podcast and TV show know that I am a huge fan of writing a book as just a very excellent way to position yourself. And so in this kind of limited time that we have, I want to pack a lot of stuff in. And I was rereading your book yesterday in preparation for the interview here. It's called Business Gold: How to Write a Book to Spotlight Your Expertise, Attract a Ton of New Customers, and Explode Your Profits. So, Tammy, how do you use a book to develop your brand to target your prospects?
Your brand is a key component that a lot of people don't really think about when they're writing a book. They think, okay, I'm going to put a book out there, and people are going to love it, and they're going to come my way. Well, if you're not writing your book for your premium prospect, you're going to be missing out. You're mistargeting what you're doing. And when you start incorporating your brand, your business brand, into your book, then you're connecting with the people who want to connect with you. You can work your brand in a number of ways. You can do it with the cover design and interior graphics, with those visual kind of elements. And you can also work it in by the style of writing you have. You can work it in with terms that are familiar to you and your business that connect with the people that you connect with now, who you already work with. So there's different ways to subtly work in your brand so that people that you want to attract are attracted to you.
Okay. You know, one of the things I thought was very interesting on my first experience working with you 5 years ago was you said it's very important to kind of glue the readers to your information, and you need to put a lot of good stuff, especially a good, you know, message, way up front. So how do you keep readers glued to the book so they actually kind of read the information that you're putting in your book?
A lot of the benefit comes from, as you said in your intro, that I'm an award-winning fiction author, and my book was actually on one bestseller list for a handful of days, which was kind of exciting. But the reason why novels, really great ones, are known as page turners are because there's certain fiction writing techniques and elements that are actually quite simple to put in there that make your book a page turner. So that is a great way to keep your reader glued. And if you like, I'll share my top three favorites really quick.
I love it. Please, thank you.
Super simple. And anybody can do this, and you can start doing it in all of your marketing and your advertising and your websites. Really easy. First one, short paragraphs. Short paragraphs in fiction writing give the reader kind of the subtle perception that the pace is picking up, that there's something really exciting going on. And if you've got long paragraphs, do you remember in high school and college where you had those dense textbooks of long paragraphs and it was just torture to read them?
Mm-hmm.
Short paragraphs is exactly the opposite. It's very exciting. It keeps the reader going, keeps them turning pages. Along the same lines, shorter sentences. In one of your books, and of course you know that I think you're a brilliant writer, but one of your books you had one sentence that was 7 lines long, and we said, I think we need to break this up a little smaller. Or
I had a lot to say, right?
yeah, the reader's going to slip into a coma before they're halfway through. So short paragraphs. Short sentences, and also words that end in ing are very weak writing, and they make the words longer. They dilute the impact of the word. So if you have a really great verb that would normally grab a reader, and you add ing to it, which is usually like having or was ing or something, it just adds to the kind of a monotonous feeling. So very simply, shorter paragraphs, shorter sentences, and delete the ings. Whenever you come across a paragraph or a page that's got a lot of ings in it, just do some quick rewording, and those very simple techniques will help readers stay glued right now.
See, that's so awesome. And so one of the points I want to make to everybody that's listening to this is you may have a skill or a talent, whether it's newsletter marketing, client retention, whatever, and you can actually put down some good thoughts on paper, but actually making it into a book that people want to read is why you need to hire a book editor like Tammy or you know, somebody else. But that's what a book editor does. So, Tammy, what's the most important thing for first-time authors to know about writing their book? So let's say I've listened to Jim for a long time. I know I need to write a book, but I don't know what to do first. Do I just do a brain dump, start at the beginning, keep writing, and then just have it edited and chopped up? Or what's the sequence they should do?
Oh, with my book, Business Gold, and the Platinum Draft webinar, I cut out all the guesswork, and I just help you get straight to it so you're not wasting any time on mistakes. There's really two keys to a book's success. Okay, number one, you need to sell the book to your potential readers who are also your potential business prospects, okay? And the second one is that the book itself needs to inspire those purchasers to tell their associates, this is such a great book, you've got to read this. So they network subsequent sales for you out of loving your book, which is going to help even more business come into your business, which you did not go out there and get. It's coming to you. So you have to be able to have those elements, and then your book is just going to benefit you wildly. In fact, don't let me forget, I want to mention something about what Business Week and Inc. and Forbes are saying about that. So in order to figure out what you want to get in your book instead of doing the brain dump, You want to just take a little bit of time and consider, what is it that your premium prospect wants most, needs most, fears most? What keeps them up at night? What do they need to solve in their life so badly that they're going to go looking for a book to find the information, and it's a book that's got information that your business provides. So your business provides solutions, and you're going to put a few of those solutions into your book in order to draw them into your business. So you want to start with the reader. And I've told you, Jim, so many times, whenever I'm working with somebody who's developing a book, or I'm coaching with them, or I'm editing, I always tell them the most important consideration is the reader. And that's especially true when you're working with people who are going to be your prospects. You want to make sure that you are targeting that person and you're writing for that person. So what keeps them up at night? What do they need to know? What information are they going to go looking for? Solutions that your business provides. So that's where you start with the basic content of your book.
It really is all about the reader. Just like when you're creating a program or any other, you know, business solution, it really is about, you have to do it with the customer in mind. You can't just create something and hope that they're going to come like it, so it's no different with a book. I remember, Tammy, when with the first book, and then I think I got a little better as I went along, but really actually in the first paragraph or even page one of the first chapter, there you need to I think you called it a hook, but you need to put a hook in there. So you kind of state either problem or something, and then say, and that's what this book is all about, something like that. Did I mess that up, or is that pretty close to what you told me?
That's quite accurate. You want them to know right away on page one what they're going to get out of the book, and whatever it is they're going to get out of the book, again, you want to be connecting with what they want most, need most, fear most that your solution will provide. So right away, let them know that they're holding the book in their hands that is going to answer their problems. And then you've hooked them. You've got them, and they're going to follow you and keep on reading.
Awesome. So a couple other things about, I like the shorter paragraphs, shorter sentences. There's some other design elements, like I guess you would call them, like chapter summaries or, you know, call-out boxes, things like that, that kind of maybe add a little air, but also make the book a little lighter, or what's the reason for all the design elements?
There's a couple of different things that you mentioned. First, you mentioned the end of chapter summaries. That's going to be a little bit different than your interior graphics, but they both do accomplish similar things. Your end of chapter summaries, which you do absolutely brilliantly, by the way, in your books, they just sum up what the reader went over in the chapter, and that helps to reaffirm in their minds what the most important elements were. And to use your phrase, it helps the content in that chapter to stick. So having the end of chapter summaries is kind of they take a brain break a little bit. They just do a little bit of light reviewing, and then the information really sticks in their minds. And the more the content in your book sticks in your readers' minds, the more they're going to remember you and want to come into your business. Now, graphic elements, and I'm blessed to have hooked on to a really great graphic designer. He's done the graphics in my book and all my websites. He's brilliant, really gifted. Call-out boxes. He recently designed some that look like a football for a football star out there. So he had football graphics with some quotes and words of wisdom on the footballs. What you can do with these graphic elements is engage your reader, give them a little bit of extra side information that will be a benefit. You can subtly advertise one of your websites or one of your services or solutions in the call-out boxes is another way to connect the reader to your business. Something that's really big that might or might not be surprising is cartoons. And even in business books, people love to take a breather, find a cartoon that's somehow related to the content, enjoy a chuckle, which, you know, that laughter, you know, evokes positive feelings and helps them to love you and your book all the more. So interior graphics are really important and can benefit you a lot and benefit your readers a lot. So they provide space on the page, mental break, and another really great way to connect with a reader and bring them into your business.
You know, I must tell you that in my first book, The Newsletter Magic of Newsletter Marketing, I used my newsletter guru caricature. I got a lot of comments about that. But then in Stick Like Glue, we actually, for the call-outs, we used what looked like a little sticky note for the, you know, the call-outs, and that was pretty cool. And I think it was Stick Like Glue when I really started doing end of chapter reviews and kind of the main points. And again, I got so many comments, I've kept it up with the third and fourth book. So, you know, one of the chapters in your book is how to write an informational or kind of a how-to book. And I know a couple of the folks that are listening to this, one in particular, someone in my mastermind group is going to be writing a book on LinkedIn. He's very much a LinkedIn kind of expert. So he wants to write a book about, you know, how to use LinkedIn. People think of it as kind of the resume site, but as he really knows how to use it to build your list and drive traffic and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, chapter 6 in your book about how to write an informational how-to book? Like, how do you start?
An informational how-to, let me just clarify since you brought that up. In the book Business Gold, I teach whoever wants to read the book, the three different kinds of books they could possibly do. Most common is the informational how-to. There's also doing a biographical business book, such as Robert Kiyosaki or Donald Trump might do. And then there's also an allegorical business book, which would be along the lines of Who Moved My Cheese? So you can find all of those in Business Gold. But you're right, most people work with informational how-to books. So the informational how-to starts just like we were saying. You want to target what your prospective reader and client or customer wants to find most. You want to pick out the topics that they're going to most want to read. Organize them according to logical progression. So as I say in my book, what you want to do is teach them how to hold the golf club before you swing it. So it's just a progression of developing your topics. For example, the gentleman who's working at LinkedIn, he will begin with general concepts and then he'll get into more specifics. You don't want to start with advanced concepts. And that sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal book. So I'm glad that he's starting to work on that.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Tammy has more great and insightful nuggets about becoming an author. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this, "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we're back, so let's get right back to my interview with my personal book editor, Tammy Barley.
That's awesome, and I'm actually working on the book with him, so I think you'll have a hand in there at some point, so that'll be pretty fun. So when people get into, like, the editing stage of the book, is that something they should do first? Or, I mean, not first, but obviously going to write, but should they do that first before turning it over to an editor, or is that a skill some people have and some people don't? Or, you know, after somebody, let's say somebody writes 100 or 150 pages, kind of what's the next step for them at that point?
It is a good idea to go back through and self-edit yourself just to make sure that you've got everything in there that you want to include. And in the book Business Gold and also in the Platinum Draft webinar, I talk about that, making sure you go back and check for the key points you want to include. Make sure you've got enough hooks to draw them into your business. You've got enough of the incorporation of your brand and your solutions in there. while also being really packed with content. So you do want to go back over and make sure you've got all of those key points addressed and developed well. And then not because I'm an editor, but because I pretty much essentially wrote the book on how to write a book, I guess. An editor is really the one professional you can't do without. A book can sell if it doesn't have any interior graphics, and it can sell well. And a book can sell if it doesn't have a really attractive cover, and it can sell well. But if you do not work with an editor, your chances of having a book turn out exactly the way you want are just simply going to plummet. So you want to self-edit yourself, and then you want to connect with an editor because they're a fresh set of eyes and they have another perspective that you might not have, and they'll also help you to be able to form your content so that it does engage your target audience.
You know, people in my community know that I'm always talking about investing in yourself, investing in your future and future profits, the growth of your business. This is one area, and I'll be completely candid. When you made the proposal to edit my first book 5 years ago, that was a lot of money to me. But I said, you know what? I don't want to put out a piece of crap, and I really, really like your work. So I did that, and it really made it a so much a better book, and it made Stick Like Glue sell better. So, again, folks, this is one area where you don't want to be cheap, because if you plan to do another book or even have the first one read, again, you may have the skill and the knowledge and kind of the expertise in a certain area, but I guarantee most of the people, 99% of the people listening to this, are not book editors, so that's a good place to invest in yourself. Another thing that I usually suggest, Tammy, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I tell people, because writing a book is such a huge thing for so many people, and it took me a year and a half to write the first one and a little over 6 months to write the second. I've gotten a little faster, but I tell people, one of the things I tell them is don't write your humongous masterpiece. Don't write the one thing because I'm never going to do it again type thing. You know, focus on, take what you think you want to put in your big book, and instead of making it like War and Peace size, make it, you know, a much smaller size. And by the way, you're going to have content ready to go for books 2, 3, and 4. Is that, do you ever advise people like that?
Absolutely. And you also don't want to put so much information in there that they're not drawn to your business solutions. Yeah, you don't want to do War and Peace. And to me, of course, you know, when I popped out and the doctor said it's an editor, you know, it's not a big deal for me to produce a book because I've done it, just like whatever your listeners are doing right now. It's not a big deal to them because they've done it. They've developed that expertise. And then they look at this book like it's a two-headed alien and think, how in the world am I ever going to make this happen? Well, folks have invested years developing their business and becoming experts at what you do. The next thing is just a simple step is just putting that information, that knowledge, that experience onto paper. And it doesn't need to take 9 months. The Platinum Draft webinar that I do is 5 weeks. And each weekly module is a couple of hours of work. And by the time you're done, your book is completely organized. You've got your topics going. You're connecting with your prospective readers and your business prospects. And the writing is already well underway. So by the time you're done with those 5 weeks, people can have their book done in 6 to 8 weeks. So it's not as complicated as they think, but the reason why I wrote the book and I developed the Platinum Draft webinar is so that people don't have to reinvent the wheel. So they have to sit down and think, okay, how do I do this and how do I do it right, and let's go research. No, I've already got all that done. All you got to do is plug in your knowledge and it's there. So I've hopefully been able to start helping a lot of people with this book, and I'm really jazzed about it because nobody's got the time, especially entrepreneurs, nobody's got the time to go and do that research. And then they wonder, of course, now how do I self-publish and how do I e-publish and how do I market? And all of that is in the book, and I provide all that information through webinar. And your chapter in the book, by the way, is almost going to have to be the first chapter that they read because that can help. A brilliant chapter. It was really great. I love that you contributed to Business Gold. But for them to start thinking about their marketing, even as they're writing it, it can get really exciting. At first, some people say, oh, I have to do the dreaded book, and all of a sudden, it turns into this really powerful thing. I mentioned a minute ago about Forbes Magazine and Business Week and Entrepreneur Magazine and Inc. Them and similar industry leaders have been detailing all kinds of benefits and insights of how writing a business book will turbocharge businesses' marketing and explode profits. And Forbes Magazine recently reported that, and you're not going to believe this, 96% of business book authors who sell more than 10,000 copies of their books see what they said is a significant positive impact on their businesses. And for folks who are selling more than 20,000 copies of their books, which has to do with marketing, which is your expertise, those people are saying they are off the charts enthusiastic with the change a simple book makes to their business and their marketing efforts. It's huge.
It is, and I talk about it all the time, and I've got like 3 minutes left. I got like five more questions, so let me see. I got one. So here's what I want to ask you. One of the things when I look at people that crank out books, and one of the things I see a lot of books coming out nowadays are missing some really, really key elements, and you address this in chapter 12 of your book, and it's called, you know, the add back matter pages, as you call it. So there's the appendix, glossary, index, bonus section about the author, one more thing. I like to include, you know, what's next and some different things. I put a couple offers in there. I mean, it's a great place to, again, further the conversation and have them find out more about you. Can you talk for just a couple seconds about that?
Especially the bonus pages, and that was really important what you just said. They put a book out there, and the front matter pages would be your introduction, your preface, your letter to the reader, and your back matter pages, as you mentioned, is a key element in drawing them into your business. It's a key element in making sure they take that next step to come to you for their solutions. And what you do brilliantly in at least the first three of your books, yes, is you include bonus pages, mm-hmm. and you also include bonus offers to pull people into your business. It's really important that people do that, and a lot of business book authors just totally miss out on that step, and they're wasting their time producing a book that's not drawing people to them. So absolutely, to have those in the back matter it's going to make all the difference.
Well, not only does it make it a better book and a better experience, but, you know, the other strategy is, you know, if someone buys the book from my website, so if they were buying Stick Like Glue, it's sticklikeglubook.com, then obviously I'm capturing their information and I can market to them, send them my newsletters and videos. But if they buy it from Amazon, I don't know who they are, but I make it very clear in the book that if they want to get some free stuff, or I forget exactly what the author is, offer is in that book, but I send them to a URL where they can download some free goodies, and that puts them on my list. So it's enhancing the experience, but it's also a way to build your list.
It is, and in addition to building your list, it's also sending targeted traffic to your website. It's not sending a lot of traffic, it's sending a lot of targeted traffic, and that's a huge difference too.
So
a couple of other, a couple of other benefits is you mentioned early on that it enhances your professional credibility. It also distinguishes you from your competition. They're not producing books. They don't look as reputable. It helps to clarify your brand. It also will enable you to get choice speaking engagements. It's going to generate more leads, and it'll also promote you to the media as an expert resource. So all of these different benefits can come out of a simple book.
Awesome. Tammy, thank you so much. This has been really, really I told you I need to do a hard-hitting fast 25 minutes. This has been off the charts, very, very valuable.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend and my personal book editor, Tammy Barley. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.